Okay, so the climactic moment of this week's parsha is undeniably Chris Amzuf. Yeah, Chris Amzuf. And then you get what is one of the very few she wrote in Tanakh. In Chumash. In Chumash, we don't have too many she wrote. Right, and this is by far the longest shira in Chumash. Ha'azinu doesn't really count, right? Ha'azinu doesn't really count because it's sort of a coda to the Torah, right? Like it's meant to make you remember the Torah. That's the point, right? That shira hazot, right? You will remember it, so you'll remember the Torah and you'll remember everything else. But like that's all the way to the end. But in the body, you know, before that coda, this is by far the longest song. So I was listening to an interesting shir this week, and we'll get into everything in that shir, but one of the things that Rabbi Etchalom from L.A. noted is that if you follow the song, you'll see that it, in many ways, it acts as an elaboration on the Arba Lashonot Shel Gula, which sort of makes sense, considering this is the end of the process. Right? So you would expect this to happen. So what are the Lashonot of Gula, and what do they mean? Good. So, what do they mean? What are they? Right. What are they in context? What do they actually mean? So, yeah. So, what is the difference between all of those?
The different strength of, for different amounts of, what's it called, interaction.
So, if you actually look in the context, right, it is, if you look in context, it's a bit different, right? So this was in Parshas Va'era. Now, of course, I'm not going to be able to find it. One second. Because it comes up many times, but I'm going to get the wrong one. Yeah, that's the wrong vote, Sati.
It's about salty. What's the second
with one? With Vitzalti, yeah.
Yeah, it is Vitzalti.
One second. Okay, let me get it. Okay, so the full psukim are here. It's Perek Vav. Yeah, I skipped over it. Okay, so you look back at Va'era and Perek Vav. So here are the psukim. Right, you get Lachen Emor Levnei Yisrael Ani Adonai Veotzeiti Etchem Mitachat Sivlot Mitzrayim Vehitzalti Etchem Me'avodatam Vegaalti Etchem Mizratim Yashvatim Gedolim Velakachti Etchem Lilo'am Vayiti Lachem Lelohim Vidatem Kenan Aleichem Amotzi Etchem Mitachat Sivlot Mitzrayim Veveiti Etchem El Aretz Asher Nasati Yadi Latei Ota LaAbraham Yitzchak LeYaakov Venatati Ota Lachem Rasha Ani Adonai. So what exactly do all those languages mean? Right, how are they different? So let's try it again. So God says, "Lachen emor l'bnei Yisrael ani Hashem, v'hotzeiti etchem mitachat sivlot Mitzrayim." What does that mean? Which means that, right, they're going to build. Right, I'm going to take you out of sivlot Mitzrayim. But what might I do if you just had that puzzle? What might I do?
Leave you after that?
Leave you in Egypt. No. Right, I'll take you misivlot Mitzrayim. Right, you won't be oppressed, but you won't necessarily be out of Egypt.
Europe.
Right. Well, you might even not be free. Correct. You might not be free. The second one is v'itzalti etchem me'avodatam. At first, I'll make it that it's not so painful, but you still might be slaves. But not only will I make it less painful, I will free you, but you still might be
in Egypt.
You still might just be free, but that doesn't necessarily mean you will be glorious. V'ga'alti etchem bezronet yashvodim gedolim. And then what is ge'ula? So Ramban makes this point. What is ge'ula in Tanakh? It's a return to a previous state of greatness, right? Like later on, you have Gulad Karka, right? If you redeem your ancestral, what is the notion of redemption? It's not like I bring you to a state you weren't in. It's that I return you to your previous glory. And remember, the Jews used to be Right? They used to be the royal family. Right? So now, first I'll make you that you're not suffering. Then I make you, you're not slaves. Then I'll make you great again. Then, v'lokachti etchem li la'am, and then I'll take you from me as a people. But still, where might you be?
In Egypt.
You might be in Egypt, maybe not. And finally, after all of that, v'veiti etchem la'aretz asher nasati yadi l'tirota, etc. And then I'll take you to Israel, right? So there's a progression, right? I will do this in order. But now if you look at Az Yashir, and you see what the Jews are praising them for, they seem to praise God for these levels in order. Right, so we go. Az Yashir Moshe ben Yisrael Shira Zot L'Adonai Vayomer Le'mor Ashir L'Adonai Ki Goga Asus V'Rachva Rama Vayom. So the first thing he does is what? Sus V'Rachva Rama Vayom.
Sank the horses and chariots in the sea.
Good. What does that do?
That takes them away from the suffering.
Yeah, right, meaning their taskmasters and the officers are gone. They're dead. Aziv Izimrat Yav Ilili Shu'az Eli Van Veyo Eli Aviv Armemenu Adonai Yish Milchama Adonai Shemo Markavot Paro V'chelo Yara V'yam V'char Shalosh Shavtu V'yam Suf. Again, Paro is drowned, the best of his horses. Tomod Yechazum Yardum Tzolot Kmo Aven Yimincha Adonai Nedari Bakoach Yimincha Adonai Teratz Oyev Uvarov Gonucha Taros Kamecha Teshalach Anucha Yechem V'karkash, etc. Right? And then we get to, let's skip to Tet. Right, Amar Oyev Erdof Asiga Chalek Shal L'Shalal Tavon Nafshiri Karbi Tershem Yadi. Right, this is one of my favorite psukim. It's one of the two psukim I think in the Torah with the most verbs in a row. Right, right.
Another one being with
Amar, yeah. Amar Oyev Erdof Asiga Chalek Shalal. Right, there is this notion. Right, they are convinced they are just going to quickly right conquer, and instead God destroys them. And then what does he do? Right, what does he do? He throws them all into the water. Right, now first, he only gets rid of the officers. Right, but if you get rid of the officers, you got rid of, right, the oppression. But what happens once you throw all of the Egyptians into the water? What do you get rid of? The slavery. Right, I mean, yes, Mitzrayim, but Mimela, the slavery. Right, then what do you get? Nachita v'chastecha. Amzu Gaalta. Right? Nehalta Vazidcha on the Vekachecha. And you have, right, you've led in your kindness this nation which you have redeemed. And now you're leading them in your glory to your Beit HaMikdash. Right? And you see what happens. First we got rid of the officers, then we get rid of all Mitzrayim. So first we get rid of the brunt of the oppression, and then we make it that there is no slavery, there's no potential. Mitzrayim is dead. But that only makes the Jews free. It doesn't make them great. So how do you return them to their greatness? Right? And this is where you see the words. For the first time, you actually see the word from the Arba Lashon HaGeula. Galta! Right? You've led us in glory. And you're leading us to your Beit HaMikdash. I mean, you're not just saving us. But you're returning our esteem to us. And who did you redeem? Right, which nation? How are we described? Right? Zu?
No.
Kanita! What's Kanita? Yeah, which is clearly... No, Vilakachti! Right, Lakachti, I will acquire you for me. Right, you'll become my nation. Right? That is expressed in Kanita. That you have... Right, acquired us for you. And once you've set that, well, that's Pasuk Ted Zion, right? That Ad Yavoram Cha Hashem, Ad Yavoram Zukanita. And once you have this, right, once you have destroyed our oppressors, and you've destroyed all of Mitzrayim, but not only have you done that, but you have led us in glory, right? You've redeemed us, you've returned us to our previous glory. You've also been Kone us, meaning that's the Kiyum of Vilokachti. Right? What does that set the groundwork for? What's the fifth Lashon HaGeula? Veheveti. Veheveti ala aretz. Right? What's the rest of the Shira? Shamu amim yirgazun chelachaz yoshei palashet. Az nevalu alufei edom melei moav yochzeimu ra namogu kol yoshei chenaan. Right? You forget about this. But They were supposed to go right into Eretz Yisrael. So the Jews say that the fear of Kriyat Yom Suf, what is it doing? It's making everyone in Canaan shake. Right? Let the fear fall on them. Right? Why? Because then, Ad Yavorim Zukanita, this nation that you acquired, what will you be able to do if Kriyat Yom Suf accomplishes making them afraid? You'll be able to bring them to Har Nachlatcha. And then Hashem Yimloch Lolam Vaed. Right, the result will be that God will be Melech forever. Right, so Re'etchalom notes that this shir is not just random. Right, it is thanking God very specifically for His promises. You promised that You would take us out of Sivlot Mitzrayim, so You got rid of the overbearing leaders of Mitzrayim. You promised we would never be slaves again. So You destroyed Mitzrayim. There's nothing left. There's nobody left to enslave us. You promised that not only would You take us out from being slaves, but You return us to our glory. Well, You did that by leading us. How do You do that? You gave us wealth, right? You make sure we left with wealth. You led us with Your fiery, right? Your fiery pillar and Your cloud, right? With Your presence, You gave us a sense of dignity. And through that, Amzu Kanita, right? You've taken us as Your own. And once You've done that, You've given us our glory, You've taken us as Your own, and You've done it in such a way that will instill fear into the people in Canaan, You've set the groundwork for, right? Now this, they don't thank Him in the past for, right? The first four, they thank Him in the past, but then obviously Veveti hasn't happened yet. So they say, but the way You accomplished the first four Lashon of Geula have set in motion Tiviemo, right, Visitaemo, the fact that You'll be able to bring us into Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Az Yashir should be seen very specifically, not just as a Shira for Kriyat Yom Suf, but the Jews, the culmination of the Jews recognizing that God has fulfilled His promise, or promises, I should say, in the process of Yetziat Mitzrayim. Okay?